Can you believe it? Today marks 5 years since the UK formally left the European Union. It's a decision that continues to impact British politics today, with Prime Minister Keir Starmer seeking to reset relations with the EU as part of his plans to boost the British economy. There's new data from the polling company YouGov, which also indicates that just over half of the UK population, 55%, believe that leaving the EU was the wrong decision. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell, has been taking a look at the impact of Brexit 5 years on from the UK's departure.
3, 2, 1. At 11 p.m. this day 5 years ago, the bell of Big Ben rang out and the UK made the bold move as it went where no member state had gone before and left the European Union. It's a memory that sends shivers down the spine of Paolo Arrigo, a seed importer who owns a shop called Seeds of Italy in North London.
Well, let's get this clear straight away. Brexit isn't working, OK? It was never going to work in the format that it was presented to us, which is Brexit means Brexit.
Brexit, for him and his staff, has created new trading barriers.
I should have definitely have more money in my bank account than I do now. I've had to spend loads of money on testing and on bureaucracy. Britain don't recognise the European phytosanitary certificate. Britain no longer recognises the European organic certificate. And so that's created loads and loads of different problems.
According to the UK government's independent spending watchdog, the Office for Budget Responsibility, Brexit, in the long term, will result in a 4% decline in GDP. But for some, Brexit was never only about the economy.
It's a big question because, as ever, Brexit is about trade-offs. So on the one hand, we have control of our laws, we have control over immigration policy, and for some people that was something worth paying an economic cost for.
Anand Menon is the director of the think tank UK in a Changing Europe.
I think one of the interesting things is for a lot of Leave voters who voted to see immigration fall, the unpleasant surprise of Brexit is that net immigration has more than doubled.
His team has recently published a major study looking at the story of Brexit. Among its findings, that the Northern Ireland border will become more pronounced as the UK diverges from the EU. It also finds that some political parties in the UK want to stop talking about Brexit.
There's a massive paradox in the UK at the moment. You talk to journalists and they'll say you stick Brexit in the title of an article, you get loads more clicks. But the two big political parties, Labour and the Conservatives, do not want to talk about Brexit. Interestingly enough, since the election of Donald Trump, the Liberal Democrats have started to be a lot noisier about Europe, and we'll have to wait and see whether that has any implications.
From his constituency, we speak to Callum Miller, Foreign Affairs spokesperson with the Liberal Democrats.
The leader of the Liberal Democrats, Ed Davey, set out about 10 days ago a call for the UK to commit to establishing a new customs union with the European Union. We think that's a really important endpoint for this government to commit to over the course of this parliament, so that there's a greater sense of urgency and purpose behind the talks and dialogue that it has committed to. For our money, the progress has been far too slow.
And while many criticise the Labour government for being vague in terms of what it wants from its recess with the EU, just this week, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Rachel Reeves, reiterated that it's a key part of her growth plan.
Acting in our national interest also means resetting our relationship with the EU, our nearest and our largest trading partner.
For Paolo Arrigo, owner of Seeds of Italy, anything that can reduce barriers is to be welcomed.
I would love to supply Ireland again, straight from here, straight from Harrow, send the goods and they arrive. But at the moment, nothing will change.
And that was Paolo Arrigo there, ending that report by Tommy Meskell.